Welcome back to Storytime Anytime with the Homer Public Library. We're reading Elmer and the Dragon by Ruth Stiles Gannett. This is Chapter 10, the final chapter. Elmer flies home. They flew and flew, the dragon trying hard not to look at or think about the wet, wet ocean. Elmer sat watching their shadow rippling over the waves beneath them, feeling washed by the cool morning breeze. The dragon was strong and well-rested, being nicely stuffed with skunk cabbages and ostrich ferns, and they hadn't stopped once when he shouted towards evening, "I think I see land ahead."
"So do I, and I think it's the coast of Popsicornia," yelled Elmer.
"Yes, I'm sure it is. There's Firefly Lighthouse. Won't be long now. It's just a few miles up the coast from here."
"Where shall I land when we get there?" asked the dragon.
"Now that I'm free, I should hate to be put in a zoo or a circus or something."
"Well, it'll be dark soon. I think you could land on a wharf without attracting attention. Of course, we'll have to be quiet."
They flew up the coast, passing the lighthouse and the village of Frutoria and the town of Custard, and finally came to the outskirts of Nevergreen City.
"There it is," cried Elmer. "See that dark patch? Is Evergreen Park. I live just across the street. Could you land on that long wharf just ahead?"
I think so, said the dragon. "But I do hope nobody sees me." He circled lower and lower and landed gently on the end of the wharf.
Elmer slid off and whispered, "Gosh, it was fun knowing you. I'm going to miss you and flying and everything. And thanks so much for bringing me home."
"It was fun, wasn't it?" sniffled the dragon. "And I'll never forget how you came all the way to Wild Island just to rescue me. By the way, Elmer, I really think you ought to have this beautiful gold watch and chain."
"I can't see it on me. And anyway, I don't even know how to tell time."
"Are you sure? I could give it to my mother, but haven't I got something you'd like to trade it for?"
"Well, as a matter of fact, I was wondering if you still had some of those delicious pink lollipops."
"I have 4 left over," said Elmer, getting them out and taking off the wrappers.
"Would you like all 4 at once?"
"Yes," said the dragon. They stood there quietly in the dark, the dragon sucking 4 pink lollipops, and Elmer whispered, "Where will you go from here?"
"I'll go to find my family in the great high mountains of Blue Land," said the dragon, thinking of his 6 sisters and 7 brothers and his gigantic mother and father.
"I'd like to go there too someday," said Elmer.
"Well, maybe you will. But listen, I hear voices. Men coming down the wharf. Quick, you better hurry. Goodbye, dear dragon."
The dragon flew up into the darkness just as 2 watchmen thumped by to make their rounds. Elmer hid behind a crate and heard one say, "Funny, I was sure I heard voices. And I know I heard something big flying just over our heads."
"Look, 4 lollipop wrappers," said the other watchman, who had been searching the wharf with a lantern.
"Hmm," said the first watchman, and then they walked back down the wharf. Elmer followed them at a distance, and while they were telling another watchman about the lollipop wrappers, he ran as fast as he could through the streets, through Evergreen Park, all the way home. He leaped up the porch steps 3 at a time, yelling, "Mother, Daddy, I'm home. Happy birthday."
Mr. and Mrs. Elevator rushed to the door and threw their arms around Elmer.
"Oh, Elmer, how glad we are to see you. You don't know how worried we've been these past 2 weeks. Where on earth did you go?"
"I had an important job to do," said Elmer, staring at the living room sofa.
"Why, there's my friend, the old alley cat."
"Yes," said Mrs. Elevator. "As much as I've always hated cats, I just didn't have the heart to turn her out. She came to the door the day after you left, and I kept thinking, Elmer loved this cat. I really ought to take good care of her." And do you know, I've grown awfully fond of her in just 2 weeks. Elmer rushed over to the cat and whispered,
I rescued the dragon, and he just flew me home. He was right where you told me he'd be.
You did what? Asked Mr. Elevator. Oh, nothing, said Elmer. By the way, here's your birthday present. Elmer gave his father the 3 bags of gold and played happy birthday on the sterling silver harmonica. And here's a beautiful gold watch and chain for you, Mother. But where did you ever get these things? Gasped Mr. and Mrs. Elevator. There's a secret I can never tell, said Elmer, rummaging in the icebox for something to eat. The end. If you're interested in hearing the next story in the 3-part series, it's called The Dragons of Blue Land. Thanks for listening.